talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Current weather conditions right here in Elk City are 66 degrees. Dew point's 49. The wind's out of the north at 10 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 14 miles an hour. And I will have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast with you later on in the show. And guess who's back today? Can you? What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Lacey Sloat. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I forgot. I didn't remember. Let me say this real quick. The Beckham County 4-H silent auction is going on right now, and they got all kind. I went on their Facebook page. You ought to check it out, Lacey. It's the Beckham County 4-H. Beckham County 4-H page, and they got a silent auction on, and the money they're raising goes for all the projects and helping them do things this year. But they got processing on a half a beef. They got processing on a whole pig. And I went through there and looked at the items. Looks like there's a lot of good homemade cakes and pies in there that I'm not going to even going to bid on them because Sandy will shoot me. And then there's homemade quilts, all kinds of stuff in there. Anyway, that's going on right now. And you can go by the county barn at Sayre and place your bid, or you can get on their Facebook page and actually place a bid on the Facebook page. So it's pretty easy to do. That's pretty. So how you been? We missed you.
Thank you. I've been good. I have been working like the devil for the Lord over the last couple weeks.
I know.
It's been crazy.
Yeah,
it's been crazy. October was nuts, so.
Well, you know how bad it was here last week?
How bad it was?
How bad it was here at the station last week when they heard you weren't going to be here?
Uh-huh.
There was some peaceful and some non-peaceful picketing and riots going on outside the radio station. And I you know, and signs holding up, "We want Lacey, we want Lacey." And then I almost had to call the highway patrol to bring some water pistols and water balloons out here to get them off, get them away.
Start to control people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We honestly did miss you, though. And so, and you.
Well, I missed you guys. I mean, I'd much rather be doing this, that's for sure.
Well, you.
Sometimes duty calls.
Well, you guys, and I'm sorry, and my prayers go out to one of your fellow workers this past weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, I seen that, and I hate to hear that.
And yeah, we lost our morning show photographer, very unexpected, and it's been tough for sure, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, if there's anything any of us can do out here, we'd be more than glad to help.
Well, I know you will.
And so, but anyway, you had a wedding to go to this last weekend, and I told you on the phone earlier, I see where you get your beautiful smile from now, because that's actually the first picture I think I've ever seen of your mom.
Of my mom? Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you. My sister got married. Yes, my little sister got married. I only have one sister, but she's my little sister. And she got married over the weekend at my parents' farm. It was absolutely beautiful, and it was just a super small little deal, but it was perfect. It was pretty scary when she told me she was getting married outside in November. I was like, girl, that can go either way.
Yeah. You know?
And so I was looking at the long range, trying to do as much as I could to help her plan, and then it just ended up being perfect. It was beautiful over the weekend. The wind was a little crazy for a while, but right at the ceremony, the wind died down, so all the decorations held, and it was pretty. It was very pretty.
Yeah, it was. It was looking at the pictures, it was pretty. And, yeah, I mean, how much better can it get when you got a sister that's a top-notch weather scientist in Oklahoma, and she could probably get you pretty close to, like, can you delay that an hour?
So. Yeah. My sister does not appreciate, none of my family, they really they don't take advantage like I feel like they should.
Yeah.
Of the situation. They think I'm crazy anyway, so.
Well.
In fact, my dad compares me to the Tulsa meteorologist. Like, well, that's not what they're saying. That's what my dad does. I'm like, okay, Dad, well, you just believe who you want.
he'd rather believe Mr. Payne instead of you?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, the Tulsa meteorologist forecasting for his area specifically is what he likes to, you know, go with, which I totally get it. They're right there, but I can also forecast for that area.
So back at Tulsa for your short venture there, did he listen to you then?
He did. He did to some degree, yes.
Oh, I got you.
But he questions everything. He questions everything.
Well,
but that's where I got my love of science from. I mean, it was from him and his constant questioning of why things happen. But now I'm like, can you just trust the fact that I know you're talking about? But he'll never believe that.
Nah, never will. Well, we need some rain out here. Is it looking? Is it looking bad, good, or fair? Or you just don't know.
Well, I mean, for this, we've got good rain chances coming for much of the state except western Oklahoma. Tomorrow, I think you'll have some showers around in the morning, the thunderstorms, and the actual heavy rain fires. I think it fires probably a county deep. So I think the far western tier of counties miss out altogether on the heavy rain.
That'd be
and
us.
And then they fire.
Yeah,
that'd be us. That'd be you.
Yeah,
yes.
That'd be there.
Well, I think if they fire kind of, you know, maybe Clinton up and down, north, south, and then back towards the east.
Well,
so the heaviest rain will be.
We're used to that.
I know. That's just not the way it goes. So.
You can drive down I-40 from here, mm-hmm. or from the state line out here, and you can drive mm-hmm. down there and just see the soil and the
change.
Yeah, you can see. Well, not necessarily mm-hmm. the soil change. Yeah, the soil does change a little bit, but the plant growth, you know, change, you know.
Yeah.
You got 2-3 inch wheat pasture out here, and you get to Foss or Clinton, and all of a sudden it's like 6-8 inches deep, and then the closer you get to El Reno, the ponds have water in them, and yeah, we're used to it out here.
Then you get into southeastern Oklahoma, and they've got pine trees. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, they can have all that rain they get over there. We want rain, but we don't need those. Man, they get some big rains over there.
They do, and they're going to again. I mean, there'll be areas that get 1-2 inches.
Oh, man, we could use a half to inch right now. It'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, this one's going to miss you.
So do you know like a climatologist that can that can change the weather pattern out here a little bit for a couple of hours?
I sure wish I did.
Maybe some wind turbines or something.
Something that kind of changes things a little bit.
There's supposedly it's the
uh-huh.
Hey, I'm remembering Nathan Brewer. I've seen you answer this many times on television, but he's missed it because, you know, he works here in the morning and stuff. But he had a few questions to ask you, and I think he's listening because he's gone. The clothes that you wear for work, do you wear them from the house, or you change into them at the studio?
I most definitely own them in my closet at home.
I gotcha.
So the way the station works is we get a clothing allowance, and so our clothes are paid for, but we have to, we get reimbursed for them. So we still go shop for our own clothes, buy our own stuff, have our own stuff.
How big's your
closet?
And I closet?
Definitely get dressed half awake every morning. And there are mornings I get to the station, I'm like, well, that was a bad idea, but now I'm here and there's nothing I can do.
Well, I thought that's what it was, but I mean, it's been a while because I know you get asked that a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that, you know, we have, you know, people that take care of all of that and that we have people that get us ready in the morning and all that, and that's just not true. We do it all.
You got it all done. So at the end of the show, your clothes are not provided by JCPenney's coming
right
on the air?
Right, that is not the case. Nope.
Well, that answers all three of those questions that he was going to ask. So that was pretty good. But so does the Long Ranger look good, bad, or same? Because there's still leaves on the trees out here, and there's still green grass in areas.
Oh, same here. I mean, yeah, it's that way. I will tell you this, that when you drive, now I don't know so much about west because I haven't been out west in several weeks, but the further east that you go, everything is totally brown. So the leaves are on the trees. They have not fallen, but they've just died. So there's no really, really pretty fall colors. I mean, there are definitely some of the trees, the sweet, what do they call the sweet? Sweet gum, sweet gum, sycamores, some of the elms, you know, they've got really, really pretty. Some of the maples have turned that, they're really pretty colors. But it's just the oaks and everything else around here, I mean, they're just brown crunchy. Wow. That's all they're going to do. But they're all still full of leaves. And, yeah, the grasses, the Bermuda and stuff is still green here. I mean, we haven't had a hard freeze here. There have been lots of places that have had freezes and frosts, and, you know, it's been kind of a light freeze. Really looking ahead over the next week, there's a couple mornings coming up. Friday morning, we'll probably have a light freeze again and some frost. But as far as anything major or Arctic air or something like that, that's not showing up as of right now.
Okay, because rumors had it, when was it, last Thursday or Friday, that there was a Siberian front over the top of the earth there that looked like it might make it here in a couple weeks, and now I haven't heard anything else about it.
Yeah, well, the Arctic air is building, I will say that. So it is building right now. I mean, the temperature's in the single digit all across northern Canada, but it's just when does that first front come down? As of right now, in at least the model data that can go out about a week and a half, it's not showing up.
It's not showing. Well, good, because...
But it's bound to happen.
Oh, it's yeah. Just, it's that time. Yet, it's we've been lucky so far. I mean, what was it? They set records in the Panhandle yesterday for... Did I see something where they had some of the warmest days ever yesterday or sometime? I don't remember what I seen.
You might have. I know it was really warm. I know there were 80s and such, but I did not look at.
Yeah,
I did not see what the records were. So
yeah,
I can't speak to that.
Yeah, well, I don't even remember where I seen it on. It was probably on Howard Stern show or something. I don't know, but they. But there's.
Well, it was true then.
Yeah, it was true, but. Well, you know, last Sunday, the light switch came on, hard time. You know, I hadn't had any pictures of bucks or anything on the camera. And then all of a sudden, last Sunday night, boom. And I've seen some bucks that I haven't seen. And
wow.
And I, have you and Tyler even got to go yet? Because I know you've been crazy busy.
So my sister getting married was about the selfish thing I've ever seen in my life.
I knew that. I knew you'd say that.
I told her when she told me, I was just like, are you kidding me? It's like my favorite weekend to bow hunt. And I was just busy the entire time. Of course, never had a chance to get away. In fact, Tyler didn't hunt over all weekend either because he was having to watch Brooklyn while I was running around. But on our cameras, yes, we have new bucks coming through. We've got more action. But I haven't physically got to be there to see it yet.
Well, if you guys are just joining us and missed out on the first part, Lacey Swope from Channel 9, meteorologist, the most world-famous Oklahoma weather scientist there is in the...
lay it on thicker every week.
I know. Well, if you would be regular instead of missing a couple weeks at a time, I wouldn't have to make up for all this. But guess who just walked in the studio?
I have no idea.
They're joining me. There's a couple of Merit FFA kids in here that's going to talk about
labor auction.
Yeah, your labor auction. And
awesome.
This one kid that just spoke, did you remember Reese Hightower? When you guys last year, you and Lacey Lowry went out and... did some shooting out there, clay shooting?
Yes, yes, yes.
He was one of the kids out there kicking everybody's butt.
Oh, putting a whooping on everybody.
Yeah, and they got better, too, because they went to Nationals this year.
Oh, that's amazing. That is so cool.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They come in to talk about their labor auction after we get done with you. So anyway, so they're they showed up.
Well, that's much more exciting.
Yeah, and Jancy Ripito, she's not on the shooting team, but she's a heck of a show person. She loves raising hogs, and your little soon to be one of these days hunting guide Ruger Ripito. That's his first cousin.
So, oh, of course
she's a lot cuter than he is. But she's also from time to time she's my sidekick in here in the radio station.
Ooh, a helper. That's cool.
Yeah, she's gonna go to OSU unless I talk of her into going to OU, which I don't think
that's gonna happen.
There you go. Anyway, she might have to do a little bit of deal in radio and TV.
That's awesome.
She's good at it, too.
Especially in the ag world. That's very much needed.
Yes, it is. And because we already got Lacey, so we don't need another weather lady in Oklahoma. Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, you didn't have any good news for us on the weather.
I wish I did. Right. I wish I did.
Well, maybe.
That's just the way it's looking right now. There's another storm next week, end of next week, maybe a precip potential, but as of right now, it's not looking all that great. It's still like 9-10 days away, but yeah, rain's not going to be hard to come by for y'all for a while.
Okay, well, hopefully.
By the way, I just wanted to say, you're talking about the rut kicking in and you're starting to see these bucks moving. One way to always tell, I drive from Tulsa to Oklahoma City, I swear, every weekend at some point or multiple times a week, depending. And the number of deer I have seen on the turnpike has been unreal over the last week, which is always a sign that the rut's kicking in.
Yeah, the rut's kicking in, the deer start traveling, there's more cars getting hit. You know, same thing happens when the moms are having their babies in the late spring. Yep. You know, they're moving to different pastures to have their babies, but man, they're just... I'm still kind of... I got up early this morning and went down there and went hunting this morning and because I got fired up last night, and of course they're kind of getting already spreading out. The bucks are chasing, and there's no telling where they're going to pop up.
But nope, gotta watch the whole time. Can't be on your phone, Jimmy. Gotta be watching the whole time.
Oh no, I don't get on my phone. Never. Okay. Unless I take a video.
Okay.
And then I got to figure out what's wrong with my phone. There's this high pitched tone in my videos.
I have heard that.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is.
I have heard that, and I was like, what is that sound?
It was an alien deer.
It's something. first time I was like, is that my phone? And second time I was like, no, that's Jimmy's. I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a couple of texts, all of them pertaining to you. Let's see here.
Oh, scary, Jimmy.
If Lacey would move to Carter, I'm convinced rainfall would follow her. All right, what's this other one?
Need the rain in Carter.
Yeah, it quit raining out west here when they invented the dry line. So.
When they invented the dry line, yep.
Yeah.
It completely changed everything.
Well, hopefully you get some deer hunting in.
Yes. That is my hope as well. I hope you do. I hope you get that big boy you're after.
Yeah, I hope so too. I got I was just so disappointed this morning that I was almost too late for work, but I showed up anyway because it's Tuesdays with Lacey on Today in Ag.
You're such a mess. Do you get buck fever? Like, do you get nervous and get the shakes, or are you just like, I'm an old pro, it doesn't bother me?
In between.
Really?
Yeah, in between. And
that was fascinating to me, the range of people.
Yeah, I don't believe me. What about you? Do you get buck fever?
Sometimes.
Oh, bad. It is so bad. I am ridiculous. In fact, there have been times, it's better now, I can calm myself down. It's like I have this whole mental thing. I have to, like, talk to myself. And especially if I'm bow hunting and I have to hold my draw or something. But I have to, there have been times I've had to time my gun swinging, like, okay, swinging in a circle, like, okay.
It's not so bad now that because of my shoulder, I switched to a crossbow and on the ground blind, I got it set on a bipod. It's not as bad, But if I was walking or up in a ladder stand or something, and I had to hold my crossbow up, I'd be worthless.
And the second I shoot, I mean, from a bow to gun doesn't matter. The second I shoot, I mean, I'm almost hyperventilating. And I mean, there have been times I really needed to take a second shot, and I can't. I mean, I physically cannot. I get one chance, and that's it.
Well, I remember you telling the story at the quail banquet 2 or 3 years ago about your first hunt. And mm-hmm. you were like, you need to get on some medicine.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. If I ever hunted with someone, because I'm always by myself, like, people would think I was having something bad wrong with me.
Oh, I want to go hunting with you because I want to film that and then see how much money you pay me not to show it.
Not to show it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Well, thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break, and then I'll come back and talk to these kids about their labor auction coming up.
Great. I hope it goes well. Make lots of money.
All right. We'll see you later. Thanks, Lacey.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, when we come back, I got Jancy and Reese in the studio with me, and we're going to talk about the Merit Labor Auction for the FFA. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Are you in the market to buy or sell cattle? Then don't miss Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale's every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m., buyers can bid in person or online. To consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. That's 580-331-8547. Be sure and check out the market reports and each week's penny news. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right. The weather has changed slightly. It's 67 degrees now. Nathan Brewer dew point is 48. The wind is out of the north, northeast, 10 miles an hour. Gusts are 14 miles an hour. And right now, in the studio with me is the... See, what do we call your dad? Your dad's a legend.
He is the legend.
You want to be a legend. Reese Hightower and a beautiful Jancy Rippetoe's in here with me. And we're going to be talking about your Merit FFA labor auction.
Yes, sir.
And when is it?
Next Monday, the 15th at 7 o'clock. The food will start at 6:30. We will be having a pulled pork dinner with sides and a dessert.
Where at?
At the Merit Cafeteria, which is right behind the big gym. If y'all know where that's at, it is on the west side of the campus. There will be a little driveway you can pull behind, and there's a parking lot on the west side of the cafeteria.
He rehearsed this, didn't he, Jancy?
No. Or if he did, he didn't rehearse it on the way over here.
Because he never cracked a smile while he was saying, you sound like one of those robot cars.
Yeah.
Jancy, how many kids are they?
There's around 50 that's going to be in the auction Monday night.
Do you guys got a mount you're wanting to raise?
I don't think so, but...
It'd be good if we got a pretty great amount.
Yeah, we could use it.
What all you guys do with your money?
We invest it into the chapter and spend it on our projects that we're going to be taking to competitions this year to OIE for the mechanics competition.
And is that robots?
Not robots.
Not robots, Jimmy. Not yet.
Not yet. What I mean, your mechanics. I'm talking about what that pertains.
Welding in the shop, just learning general knowledge off of the cutting and welding, and just projects that people give us from around the local community, and what the campus has for us to do. Yeah. We'll do that.
And knowing who your dad is and the equipment he buys, you need to know this stuff, yeah. Right? Yeah. So, I mean, you're always, when I call him every time, he's changing a flat, fixing a bearing.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're doing it for him. He always says he's doing it, but I don't hear any sweat on the phone.
Yeah.
But anyway, so do you guys remember what you raised last year or kind of?
I don't even know how much money we raised last year.
Because it all went to good use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because Mangum, I think, had theirs last night.
Mangum and Elk City had theirs last night.
Oh, Elk City had theirs last night. What? I got to get on somebody's schedule at all these FFA and 4-H deals because, you know me, I'm going to put it on here because I love my 4-H and FFA little buddies. And the 4-H silent auction is going on right now.
That's bringing a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that benefits you on the shooting team.
Yep.
And maybe, I don't know if they use it for that or not.
Some of it.
Yeah, some of it probably, but because we raise a lot of money for you guys, and then plus you guys raise a lot of money for yourself.
Yes, we do.
And, hey, you haven't been in here since.
You haven't texted me.
Whatever. How'd you do at Kansas City?
At Kansas City, I just exhibited the one Cross Red Barra. We set second in class with him up there.
Got it, good. And then, who was it from? Was it somebody from Sayre got Champion Burke or Poland or something?
Karch Carlson exhibited Champion Burke at the American Royal. Yeah. Yes, he did.
And did he end up, he sold it up there, didn't he?
Yes. I don't know how much he ended up bringing in the sale, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, that's good. Was any other kids from this area up there?
I don't think so. I think I was the only kid that exhibited from Merritt, and I think Karch might have been the only Sayre kid that was there, too. I could be wrong, but.
You could be wrong.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, because I hadn't heard my livestock show investigator. Hadn't seen her, heard from her in quite a while.
Yeah.
I'm getting the look now. So, anyway, what else is coming up? What do you guys got coming up in the FFA? Anything?
After the labor auction, what else do we have coming up?
We'll have our Christmas party.
Yes, we'll have the big FFA Christmas party. Is December. When is it?
I think they said the 16th for all the FFA members, and I think the 4-H members.
Yeah, 4-H members are allowed to come, too.
And, I know this ain't alcohol and hot dogs, but what is it? I mean, what do you guys do at the Christmas party? Just a social gathering?
Yeah, this idea originated with Mr. Heron. He had this idea after we built our new ag facility, and it's just a big old party for every ag member, FFA member, and 4-H member to kind of get together and celebrate for Christmas.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. It's a hot dog, hamburger feed.
Just a big old party.
Because you guys didn't do it last year, did you?
We did not.
Oh. Yeah, because of the stupid.
Because of COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I meant to say COVID was stupid. But anyway, there's so this is great. You guys get to have it this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And socializing amongst yourselves and 4-H and FFA is very important. Because Jancy and I've talked about it before, you might stand in first place in your class, and your good friend might not have made it to the show ring, but you know you're there to inspire each other, and help each other. That's the main thing,
right?
And it plays out when you become a spider on my hand. It plays out later in life because you've both been a part of this. You remember when Larry Thomas couldn't get his peanut harvest out and stuff?
Yes.
You come together as a group, a bunch of farmers and families come together and went in there and helped him get his peanuts and all that good stuff out. And that's what it's about.
It is what it's about.
And it's where you start teaching in 4-H. And, you know, there's always some kid that causes trouble like me. And then there's some kid that's really good like Jancy. And then there's you. you should have took more after your mom than your dad.
I don't know.
What happened?
He just took over. I've been riding around on them long days going checking them cattle with him too long.
Yeah. Well, and then being a legend, like in Paul Tyre's case, is not necessarily a good thing.
No.
I mean, I didn't see you down there in downtown Elk City taking a picture holding hands with Bigfoot. And so, and if I ever do see that picture, you better find it and delete it. Find the source anyway. But tell everybody again when your labor auction is.
When the labor auction is, it's this upcoming Monday, which is November 15th in our cafeteria. Meal starts at 6:30 and the auction starts at 7.
And the meal's provided whether you buy anything or not?
I think it's just provided. It's provided. Yeah. So if you show up and eat Jimmy, you can leave.
Yeah, probably so. On my salary today, it's hard for me to buy kids. Yeah. What does anybody remember what the high seller was last year? Not necessarily the person, but I got it here.
It was the mistress herself sitting here.
It was me.
It was your daddy?
He had something to do with it, but nobody has to know that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that then, because I'm bet your dad's listening.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He's one of my favorite listeners. He's loyal.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's the one that got me this job by accident.
Anyway, hey, you got the job. That's all that matters.
I got the job. Well, you guys, thanks for coming. You got to get back to school.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, they're skipping. Do you hear that, Mr. Daugherty? He's listening, too. So, anyway, and if anybody else has a labor auction coming up or any project due with FFA or 4-H, let me know. Text me in on the KECO text line. And 225-9697, and I'll put it on the air, and even bring you on there if we have to. I was going to do a surprise call to a cotton stripper today, and catch somebody out there harvesting their cotton. They're not out there picking. It's too much humidity going on, so it ain't going to be no fun. So now I got to read reports. But anyway, Yancey Ripito and Reese Hightower, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Thanks for having us back in.
When we come back, we'll have the grain reports and all the good stuff you missed you normally hear on the first part of the show. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 8th. 1,259 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 328 brought 216. 9 at 549 brought 152.50. 18 at 643 brought 151. 21 at 685 brought 161.50. 20 at 773 brought 153.60. 3 head of heifers at 348 brought 160. 17 at 480 brought 140. 5 at 581 brought 124. 10 at 760 brought 144. 13 at 865 brought 141.50. Butcher cows were 5 to 70. Bred cows 200 to 10. 50 butcher bulls brought 72.50 to 89. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, I-40, exit 71 in Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
68 degrees. Wind is out of the north northeast, 9 miles an hour. Wind gusts 14 miles an hour. Humidity is 50%, so it's still a little damp out there. Not bad, but it's starting to dry out. I'll have the Long Ranger coming up in the last segment of the show. Meanwhile, let's get to what I normally do in the first segment. Hard red winter wheat cash prices. This was at 11 o'clock. I haven't double-checked them since then, but it's probably not too far off. Hard red winter wheat is at $7.54 a bushel. Corn is at $5.56 a bushel. Milo's at $5.59 a bushel. threw an extra one in here today. Oats are $7.18 a bushel. Soybeans are at $11.60, and cotton is off the chart now. $1.18 is what the cotton was reported at about 11 o'clock. So anyway, all the pricing's looking good, guys. Hope you got some to sell. If you don't, I don't know. I'm not a trader. You do with your crop you want to, but I take the money and run. Wheat futures were modestly higher in overnight trading after the USDA reported winter crop conditions didn't improve as expected, and investors squared positions ahead of today's World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report. And it came out about 40 minutes ago, so I'll check on it for tomorrow. About 45% of the U.S. winter wheat was rated good or excellent as of Sunday. That's unchanged from the previous week. Analysts polled by Rutgers were expecting an improvement to 46%. Some 91% of the crop was planted as at the start of the week, up from 87% last week, on par from the prior five-year average. Analysts were expecting 93% of the winter wheat to be sown. Analysts expect a lot. Anyway, roughly 75% of the crop had emerged from the ground, up from 67% a week earlier, but behind the normal 77%. Harvest of the U.S. corn crop was 84% finished this week, up from 74% a week earlier, and ahead of the average of 78% for this time of the year. That's good. Corn and soybeans need to be out of there. Pheasant season opened in Kansas last weekend. Or is it this weekend? Might be this weekend. No, Oklahoma's this weekend. So anyway, it's always that time of the year when they're finishing up. About 87% of the soybeans were in the bin as of Sunday, up from 79% last week, but behind the prior average of 88%. Traders also will be keeping an eye on today's WASDE report from the USDA, and it is out, and I was reading it while ago, and that's why your soybeans are going higher. Wheat futures for December delivery gained 4¾ cents to $7.72¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures rose a penny and a half to $7.82¼ a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery were up 1¾ cents at $5.53¼ a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery rose 3/4 cents to $11.89¼ a bushel. Soy meal added 80 cents to $3.32.60 a short ton, while soy oil gained 0.17 cents to $58.22 a pound. Export inspections of soybeans and wheat rose week to week, while corn assessments declined. Soybean examinations for offshore delivery rose to 2.65 million metric tons in the 7 days it ended on November 4th, the agency said in a report. That's up from 2.61 million metric tons assessed a week earlier, but behind the 2.85 million tons examined during the same week last year. Wheat inspections totaled 231,854 metric tons. That's up 130,000 tons from the previous week. Still, that's below the 304,239 metric tons assessed a year earlier. Corn inspections declined, falling to 563,000 metric tons, down from 671,000 metric tons a week earlier. Last year, same week ago, same week, there was 692,000 tons metric tons inspected. So everything's down. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 6.04 million metric tons of corn for overseas delivery. That's behind the 7.6 million metric tons examined the same time frame a year earlier. Soybean assessments since the beginning of September are now at 13.9 million metric tons. That's down 20 million tons during the same period last year. It's down from, not down 20. So anyway, wheat inspections since the start of the grains marketing year on September 1st now stand at 9.9 million metric tons. That's behind the 11.7 metric tons examined at this point last year. Weather for the southern plains is we got storms rolling through, likely through Kansas, Nebraska tonight. And you heard, if you're listening earlier, Lacey said it looks like the storms were going to develop to the east of us over there, the Wichita County, Custer County lines over there, somewhere in there where they always deliver. But hopefully they got it wrong and they do like last time and they developed over this way. So anyway, it can be off one way or another. Like I said, weather's a prediction. Parts of Oklahoma also may see temperatures below freezing later in the week, according to the agency. Light snow might accumulate possibly Thursday and Friday in South Dakota and northern Iowa this week. So anyway, sounds like everything's going on. Well, we got one more break to take and come back, and I'll give you the Long Ranger. I want to clarify something from yesterday. Let's see, we got a text message. Oh, no kidding. Little dry. Yep, things are dry, Roy. I know it's dry. I want to clarify something from yesterday when I spoke about the mandate, the COVID, the vaccine mandate, and I was talking about FSA, NRCS, USD inspectors, the U.S. Forestry Department. I can go on and on. These reports that I read to you guys a lot come from the USDA. I want to clarify something when I made the comment about one of these days, you know, you might have to have a vaccine card to get your subsidy pay. I'm not saying that the vaccine is good or bad. I'm not taking that side with you on the air. What I'm saying is if you take the vaccine, that's your business. If I take the vaccine, that's my business. It's nobody else's business but yourselves or myself. So I wasn't doing that on air yesterday, and I don't know. I listened to the show again last night, and I don't know how anybody come to that conclusion that I was siding with the non-vaccines against the vaccines. That's not what I'm doing. But when somebody mandates you to take that vaccine, that's a whole different ball game. And I'm taking up for my brothers and sisters that work at the United States Department of Agriculture. They shouldn't be made to make that choice, because they worked really hard for farmers and ranchers last year without, whether they had the vaccine, whether they didn't, whether they got the COVID, whether they didn't. They worked hard from home. They worked hard from the office. They look like they're working inside of a bank in there. I know it's Sayre. I haven't been in the one at Greer County, and I do work down there. I can do everything on the phone with them, but I'm just helping them out, hopefully helping them out, taking their side. And they didn't come to me. I'm going to them. I'm just taking that they don't need to be mandated, because they're doing just fine without it, whether they have the vaccine or not. So it's not about the vaccine. It's about the mandate. So when we come back, we'll do the Long Ranger forecast. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus. Red Angus cattle are just more docile as a breed, just bred into them. It's been that way for years, since the inception of the breed. My two kids, and not just the kids, the older generation, they don't want to mess with bulls that are not gentle. Red Angus are more gentle to handle. We raise registered Red Angus, Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Are there any beef eaters out there? Well, sink your teeth into this. The Elk City Rotary Club's giving you a chance to win a side of beef and a freezer to keep it in with the Beef Sweepstakes. Get one ticket for $25 or five tickets for just $100. Go by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City to get your tickets. Grand prize is a side of beef and a freezer. Second and third prizes are a quarter beef each. Winners chosen December 11th at 8 p.m. at Elk City's Christmas in the Park in Ackley Park. Beef up your Christmas and help some great local projects with the Elk City Rotary Club's Beef Sweepstakes.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At HiPro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local HiPro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Oh, my. I got a good couple of texts on that deal. Anyway, and one gentleman's right, and I'm going to repeat one sentence he said, because Thursday, this coming Thursday, is Veterans Day. And Veterans Day is where we honor the people living that are still alive and the ones that passed for us also. But it's Veterans Day, and it's one of my favorite days of the deal. And he says right here, there is over 1 million men and women who died for them so that they had the right to choose. Amen, brother. And I'll leave it right there at that. I won't repeat the rest of what he said, but anywho, the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, currently it's 68 degrees, high today will be 69, and we're almost there. Tonight, 49 degrees, tomorrow, 71 degrees, winds will be out of the south to west, 8 to 16 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, sunny for Veterans Day on 64 degrees. Chilled down a little bit Thursday night, 39 degrees. Friday is 61. Friday night, I'm going to say if you live along any river or main creek, you're going to get to freezing. 37 for a low. 68 Saturday, mostly sunny with southwest winds, 7 to 12 miles an hour. The week don't look too bad. Tomorrow will probably be cloudy and have chances of rain, storms developing over. But that's okay. We can deal with that. I got some things to mention. Kind of didn't have time to mention them yesterday and today. But right now, the Beckham County 4-H silent auction is going on. You can get on their Facebook page or go by the county barn there at Sayre to bid on those items. And they had some great deals. The Hobart livestock auction is tomorrow. So for any of the buying and selling needs for cattle, call Mr. Smiley Rex Fleming down there at Hobart, Oklahoma in Kiowa County. The OCA meeting is tonight at Schweitzer. Oh, I got to get my, I dropped it. It's at the Schweitzer Ranch up there at Leedy. Get on the OCA Facebook page or you can get on Lori Campbell's page, and it's got all the information you need for the dinner. And I found it. You can do that too. But I got some information for you here. Sorry, I dropped my phone and I didn't want to reach over there and do it. Here we go. It's the, come on, baby, open up. It's the fall gathering for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. It's tonight at Quartermaster Creek Angus in Leedy. Please RSVP if you can. And you can call 405-235-4801. I believe that's it. 4801 or oklahomacattleman.org. And just bring a friend, a neighbor, and that's going on tonight. And then they got one coming up in Kiowa County later on this month, which is great. And then we got the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association, OISA. This Saturday will be their fourth annual convention and trade show. And speakers, got Margaret Byfield talking about Biden's 30 by 30, Steve Stratford, Cattle Chat, that'd be a good one, he's good. And Representative Justin Humphrey will be there. Roger Givens will be there with the Livestock Risk Protection. It is November 13th, this Saturday, at 9 a.m., starts at 9 a.m., it goes all the way to 6 p.m., and it's at the Frisco Center at Clinton, Oklahoma. Registration fee, $75. Include your meals. For any information at all, call Joshua. He was on the show here last Monday. Great gentleman. 580 302-3039. 302-3039 to go to the OISA 4th Annual Convention and Trade Show. And they last Monday, if you was listening, they had some pretty good people that's going to be there representing their trade show there. Also, man, it's what I get for skipping out on some of this stuff. I got a lot of stuff to make up here. You guys hang tight with me and listen to what I got to say. Also at Hobart Stockyards, this coming Saturday is a special replacement sale. It starts at 11 a.m. at the Hobart Stockyards. If you got anything you want to sell, you can call them and combine. I went last year and they had a lot of good cattle there, replacement heifers and some replacement cows. It was a great sale. Also, right down the road, there'll be a special cow sale at noon at the Apache Auction Market. Any questions there? Get a hold of the Apache Auction Market at 888-926-9697. And then I got the late report in last night from Mr. Elk City himself, Brandon Hickey. So from yesterday, well, let's start with Elk City. They had 2,660 head last Friday at Elk City. And I'm just going to go through here and randomly give you some numbers. I'm not an auctioneer. Don't claim to be, but I like picking out stuff. We had some from Hammond, weighed 461, brought $1.77. They were winged. Had 22 from Briscoe, Texas. Our buddies out east west of here, Eastern Panhandle. Average weight 518, $1.66. And then we had some from Altus from down south. See, I'm picking these out and don't even know them. I'm going around the clock right here, every direction. There was 14 head, average weight 588, $1.65. And then we'll go to Deal City, 658 pounds. They were winged, average weight $1.56. And then we got some from Leedy up north, 14 head. Average weight on them was 724. They were winged, brought 145.50. On some heifers, pick out a couple here. We got 28 head from Pampa, 475 average weight, brought $1.43. Then there was some right there, 9 head from Sarah that was winged, brought $1.55. So that's 12 cents difference in not being winged and winged. Then we got some from Mangum, $5.23, $1.45. And then all the way down here at the bottom, there was 52 head from Arapaho. Average weight was $6.48, $1.37.50, and they were winged. Butcher cows looked like they were down, $71.50. That's what they were bringing up to. Butcher bulls hanging in there. They were down a little bit, $95.50. Bred cows were bringing up to $13.85. Pairs were bringing up to $1,700. At Clinton yesterday, they had 1,259 head. Let's do some steers here. I got a few minutes, and let's start out with some 487 range from Colony, $1.73. 610 weight, 35 head from Corn, $1.62. That's pretty good. Elk City, 21 head, $685, $1.61.50. And from Cheyenne, they were 59 head at 678, brought $1.63 or $163.50. And then down here at the bottom, the bigger ones, Weatherford, there was 14 head, 754, brought $1.59.50. And go over here to some heifers. Let's do some 400 weight heifers. From Geronimo, 34 head, brought $1.50. 461 on the weight. And then we'll go down here to Hobart, some from Hobart, weighed 822, brought $1.47. Some from Weatherford, 865, brought $1.41.50 and $141.50. Butcher cows, $70, up to $70 per 100 weight. So butcher cows are down. Butcher bulls are down a little bit, $89 per 100 weight on butcher bulls. Bred cows, they had some there, brought up to $1,050. So there you have it. That's what's going on. What else did I forget? tomorrow we'll have the hay reports. And also Zach Henderson from the OSU Extension Office is going to be here talking about some beef projects coming up. Hey, we had a busy day. Lacey, Jancy, and Reese were on the show today. And appreciate them coming on. Always love having them on. So you guys have a great day. And God bless. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Oh, yeah. Thank you, honey, for bringing me lunch by. Sandy brought me some lunch. Thanks again. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hottest stars in country music.
Here they are.
Yeah. Hi, this is Sarah Evans.
Hi, this is Tracy Lawrence.
This is KECO, Elk City.